Now the news. I'm Tian Lu. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed his appreciation to the Caribbean community and its partners for developing a solution to the Haiti crisis. Guterres urged all Haitian stakeholders to act responsibly and take steps toward implementation of the agreement on the transitional governance arrangement to restore democratic institutions. The accord includes the establishment of a presidential council and the appointment of an interim prime minister. Dan Collins brings more details about the situation in Haiti.
The embattled Haitian Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, announced his resignation on Monday. Haiti's leader of the last 3 years said he would step down once a transition council had appointed his temporary replacement. 74-year-old Henry, who is in Puerto Rico and unable to return to Haiti, called for a peaceful transition. His exit follows an emergency meeting of the Caribbean Community Regional Political Bloc in the Jamaican capital, Kingston. Gangs warned of civil war in Haiti if Henry didn't step down. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was at the same meeting in Jamaica on Monday and said his country would up its support. The UN says around half of Haiti's 11 million people do not have enough to eat, and 1.4 million are starving.
A Chinese envoy has asked the European Union to uphold the idea of common security. China's Deputy Permanent Representative to the United Nations, Geng Shuang, was speaking at a Security Council meeting on UN-EU cooperation. Geng said the security of one country cannot be secured at the expense of the security of others, and there is no ground for achieving regional security by strengthening or even expanding military blocs. He also said the crisis in Ukraine poses a great challenge to European security, and the ultimate resolution of this crisis must be through dialogue and negotiation. The United States is providing Ukraine with another military aid package worth $300 million. It's the first new aid package in months. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the funding comes from unanticipated cost savings from Pentagon contracts. It will be used for artillery rounds and munitions for high-mobility artillery rocket systems. U.S. President Joe Biden has won enough delegates to seal the Democratic Party's nomination for this year's presidential election. Meanwhile, former U.S. President Donald Trump has also secured the Republican nomination. Pompim Putin reports from Washington, D.C.
Both Democratic and Republican voters went to the polls earlier. Now, many primary races being contested in the states of Georgia, Mississippi, and Washington. In addition, the Republicans held caucuses in Hawaii. Biden's nomination was called earlier this evening when votes from the battleground state of Georgia came in. In fact, less than 30 minutes after polls closed, confirming him as the nominee. Now, he needed 100 delegates to get to the 1,968 delegate count needed to secure the Democratic nomination.
Hamas has reportedly accepted a revised version of the agreement on the ceasefire in Gaza, which was proposed by the United States. Al Arabiya TV channel reports a Hamas delegation will travel to Cairo in coming days to discuss details of the deal. Meanwhile, Israel's state-owned Kan TV News reports Israel's top security advisor and the Palestinian intelligence chief have met to discuss the Palestinian Authority's potential role in Gaza's post-war management. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has announced a 1 billion euro investment fund for developing artificial intelligence. Meloni said the fund from the state lender will be activated in conjunction with a yet-to-be-finalized Italian law on AI regulations. Rescue operations are underway after a suspected gas explosion at a restaurant in Yanjiao, Hebei province. Local emergency management authorities say one person is dead and 22 others are injured in the blast. In sports, China's Li Shifeng has suffered a first-round defeat at the All England Open Badminton Championships. The defending champion of the men's singles lost to Frenchman Thomas Junior Popov in straight sets on Tuesday. And that's the news. I'm Tian Lu.